Time is not on our side. That was a message from the UNEP Governing Council President at the closing session of the three-day meeting in Nairobi. Environment ministers said the continued degradation of the global environment meant that agreement on the future path of sustainable development was urgently needed. Achim Steiner, UNEP's executive director, said the Governing Council sent a clear signal about what was at stake at Rio+20 in June.
What will governments in Rio, together with civil society and the business community, do differently in the next 20 years to not simply continue on the path that we're on right now? What is also critical is that we no longer accept the answer that for an economic imperative, the environmental destruction of the last 100 to 200 years, when it has really become existential to the future of the planet, is rationalized. And I think that is the discussion in Rio that needs to take place.
This week, UNEP also hosted the Africa launch of the UN's International Year of Sustainable Energy for All. Africa currently has the world's lowest rate of access to electricity. But a new UNEP report shows that tapping into Africa's large renewable resources could bring energy to millions and limit damage to the environment from fossil fuels. Sudan, for example, has enough potential wind power to meet 90% of its energy needs. But the report said governments needed to open up energy markets and encourage more private sector investment. Adnan Amin, Director General of the International Renewable Energy Agency, said meeting Africa's rising energy demands was essential for future economic development.
Energy is central to virtually everything we are doing in every economic sector. It provides a perspective for the future. We have increasing growth rates that we are very pleased to see in Africa, but how are we going to feed this with the energy requirement that's going to triple over the next 18 years? So this is a huge challenge in the African setting.
UNEP also marked its 40th anniversary at the Governing Council. Celebrations included a half marathon run by some of Kenya's top athletes. Brian Cull, UN Radio.